13 minutes away from the top of the hour. Let's for now turn our attention to our first conversation this afternoon. We like having these kind of conversations where we get the experts over the phone. I don't know how many of you guys can recall, but last week marked International Day for Biological Diversity. And while many of us think that something like conservation only happens in nature reserves or national parks, as I said earlier, there's also important work that's happening quietly on forestry land across South Africa. On the line with me now is Dr. Ronald Heath, Director of Research and Protection at Forestry South Africa. He's going to be talking to us over the phone for the next couple of minutes about how parts of the forestry sector are helping protect wetlands, grasslands, indigenous forests, and endangered species. Dr. Heath, thank you so much. Very good speaking to you. How are you?
Good day, Brian. Thank you for having us.
It is an absolute pleasure, sir. We'll make this conversation available as a podcast. Now, Dr. Heath, let's start with this. Many of us don't usually connect something like forestry with conservation work. It was part of my introduction. So what are some of the ways that forestry land is helping to protect something like biodiversity in South Africa?
Well, the forestry industry in South Africa is highly committed to sustainability. And when it comes to sustainability, it's definitely not just economical sustainability, but also social and environmental. Those three pillars of sustainability can only contribute to the broader spectrum of sustainability if all three of them are addressed. So for the forestry sector, we've been able to demonstrate that biodiversity conservation and productive land use are not mutually exclusive. And we don't target protecting biodiversity or species at an individual level. We have realized the importance that biodiversity needs to be protected through the preservation of natural ecosystems and the ecosystem services they deliver embedded with multifunctional production landscapes.
The article that was shared with us, Doctor, via an email in a press release mentions more than 300,000 hectares of natural ecosystems being preserved on forestry land. So why is it so important, in your professional opinion, to protect these connected spaces instead of only focusing on nature reserves?
Brad, I think all of us will acknowledge that land use change is putting significant pressure on our conservation areas. Urbanization is moving closer to their boundaries. In some areas, land development, being it for industrial uses or agricultural uses, also are putting pressure on land available for conservation. We also recognize that in the past, where conservation areas were connected through what we call ecological corridors, these are also disappearing slowly but surely. So, in an industry, we really need to realize that to conserve biodiversity is not supporting the conservation efforts of our state-owned entities or NGOs, but it comes down to each landowner that needs to be responsible for conserving biodiversity. And in the forestry sector, as you mentioned, of the 1.5 million hectares that is under the management of commercial forestry operations, 300,000 hectares of that has been completely conserved in the form of wetlands, fynbos areas, grasslands, and flay areas. And these are actively managed for conservation and biodiversity purposes. We also work very hard to connect these spaces within our landholdings, but also between landowners to create these ecological corridors that assist the movement of animals, which of course contributes to biodiversity conservation.
Loads of people that are listening this afternoon and tapping into this conversation, Dr. Heath. So for everyone that's listening now to this conversation and your voice over the phone, what would your message be this afternoon to what would you like people to take away from this when it comes to looking after biodiversity and the environment around us?
I think we need to realize that we live in an environment. Although a lot of us might be in big cities, there's still opportunities to contribute to biodiversity. Just align yourself with conservation practices. And although you might not have an effect on a piece of land that might be managed to conserve biodiversity or promote it, but just living with a sustainable mindset, I think, is very important these days. Consider what you're doing and how you do it in the bigger bioeconomy. And these are things like just what we've heard, it's nothing new to us, is protect your environment, think of your environment, and do things like recycle, and just when, you know, in your everyday life, think of what you can do to change, to have a positive effect on our ecosystems and our conservation areas, be them massive areas like Kruger Park, or a little small park in your area, in your town where you're living, or the city where you're living, or even just for larger land users. Have a look and to see what you can contribute in managing your land in a way that conserves our national biodiversity.
Very important conversation this afternoon on The Drive Show right here with me, Brad. That was Dr. Ronald Heath from Forestry South Africa speaking to us over the phone about the important conservation work that's happening across forestry land in the country. Thank you, Doctor, for the time. We really appreciate it, and wishing you everything of the best for the rest of the day. Please do check in with us again when you have a chance.
Wonderful. Thank you so much again for the opportunity, Brad.
It's a pleasure, Doctor. Take it easy. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, guys, such an important reminder to us this afternoon through the voice of Dr. Ronald Heath, that protecting nature is not just about big parks and reserves, but it's also about the everyday choices and the partnerships that are happening behind the scenes. So important. And we'd like to thank him again for his time this afternoon at 6 minutes away from the top of the hour. It's Casey Drive, and it's right here with me, Brad.